nuclear time bombs. Holy overeating. Holy roller coasters.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time for the Lion Sidekick Podcast.
Hey, 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 heroes. Welcome back for another episode of the YM Sidekick Podcast. I'm Tom Pounder, your host. And this is where ministers come to get some cool tips and tricks and ideas on how to do ministry more effectively in a very digital and online world. And today is a day of kind of announcements. There's a little tease in here as we talk about breaks and taking a break. So I've been doing the YM Sidekick Podcast for, this is now the 260th episode, although there's been more because I've done different one-offs throughout the week sometimes, especially during like a conference or something like that. But I've done over 260 consecutive weeks of this podcast, and it's been a very long season. So I'll just characterize this as season one. And as I look into doing some new things, I invited my friend Corey Sullivan back onto the podcast, and we talk about taking breaks. More specifically, reasons why you should take a break, and not just in your personal life, but in your ministry life as well. Why would you take a break from something like a program or activity, and what you can do during those break periods to make the most out of that situation? Now, we're going to relate it well to what I do here with YM Sidekick and the podcast and my blog and digital boot camp and all that kind of stuff. We're going to relate it to that, but we're also going to really make it applicable to wherever you're at in your ministry life and in your personal life. And so what would it look like to take a break, and how can you maximize that time when you're on a break? After all, you don't want to be like Ross Geller, who said, "We were on a break," and, you know, use that as an excuse for not doing something or for doing something stupid. So how can you maximize that time? We're going to talk about three specific reasons why you should take a break and what you can do during that break. But before we get into the interview, I do want to just highlight, stay tuned to after the interview for my exit, because there is some announcements I want to give you and some next steps in regards to what's happening with the podcast and what's happening with Digital Bootcamp and YM Sidekick. So really excited about sharing with you about some of those things as I tease them along the way. So let's get into the interview right now with Corey Sullivan. All right, with me right now is Corey Sullivan. Corey, how are you?
Doing great, man. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Let's just kind of get into this one because there's no more beating around the bush on this kind of thing.
Were you worried? Do you have something more for me?
No. I was struggling with how I transitioned. Do I ask you how you're doing? But then I don't even care how you're doing.
I know. That's why I gave you like the most basic answer, because in the end, I know you actually don't really care.
Yeah, so that's the kind of the thing. Okay, so but here's the deal. This is the deal, and I've already said this, kind of teasing it for a little bit, but I am taking a break from the YM Sidekick podcast. I call it the longest season ever by a podcast. You know how podcasts go like seasons, and it's like 10 episodes, 12 episodes, or whatnot. Well, I've done 260 episodes, and I'm going to take a break from the YM Sidekick podcast. Just for a little bit. It's going to be just for a few months, want to do some other things. And I figured there's no better person to have on the podcast to kind of, as I take a break, than the guy who I had on my very first podcast. So,
yes.
Corey, how do you feel?
I got a couple questions for you about your break. Is that okay to ask them?
Yeah, sure.
Do you have a planned time frame for like your break, or are you just like, hey, whenever I feel I'm going back into it, we're good?
No, it's I don't have an exact time frame, but it will be either over the summer months or in the fall, the early fall, which I'll do that and start quote unquote season two of the podcast and do that. So that's that.
And then would you, like you said, like, hey, a lot of these podcasts do like 10 to 12 episodes. Do you think it's going to lead us into our topic, I think, today, but do you think doing like, 20 episodes and then taking a little break and then doing another 20 episodes is what the future of YM Sidekick might hold? Or it's kind of like, hey, we're going to figure it out as we get there.
No, I think the idea is to do like, 10 to 20 episodes at a time, do a season, and then maybe even center it around a topic. I haven't figured that out yet, but I have thought about different things, but just to make it more seasonal. or cereal of sorts. And because there's other things I'm going to work on. And that's kind of as we lead into this, you know, taking a break thing. You know, it's okay to take a break from things. You want to take a break, unless you're Ross and Rachel from Friends and, you know, they take a break and bad things happen. But you want to take a break from things, but then, you know, you want to use that time for something else, right?
Yeah, I think when you take a break, it's intentional, right? It's an intentional time to hit a reset button, yep. to reexamine something, to find margin and space, and then come back at it, right? So I think there's a difference between taking an intentional break and just being like, I'm burnt out, I'm done, right? That's like a quitting versus hey, I'm taking a break.
Yeah, let's talk about that for a quick second, because again, we're not saying take a break. Like, if you're overwhelmed and you're burdensome, yes, you might have to take a break, a kind of a mental break or something. But there are things that you need to do and not do when you're taking a break. If you know, and so if you're feeling overwhelmed right now and you're feeling like you're burning out, Corey, and you're like, I just got to stop everything. What are some things that you could do actually leading up to that point before you say, I'm just going to, like, because you don't want to take a break from youth group. Like, if you're a youth minister, you don't want to take a break from youth group. You don't want to take a break from leaders gatherings. There are some things you don't want to take a break from, but if you're feeling that overwhelmed, maybe what can you do before you take that, you know, before you get to that point?
I try to pinpoint like that frustration point, right? So like, say I'm a youth pastor. I used to be a youth pastor, and we used to do these Friday night like hangout things, and they were frustrating as a youth pastor because it was Friday night. Like, I wanted to go do things with friends, right? No one wanted to volunteer for them, and so it'd be like me and like one or two other people and like 200 kids.
Yeah.
Right, and so it wasn't like it wasn't just, you know, it was just chaos. And so, like, it was frustrating, but then in the examination of it, I was like, listen, we need to get more people involved, more volunteers. Let's establish some guidelines. Let's rally around some people to, like, help this thing flow well and meet its target, which was really to just build relationships with kids in the community.
Yeah. And so, again, you took a break for safety reasons, too. I mean, because if you got three leaders with 200 kids, that's not a safe thing.
Correct. And so, like, it just, like, take a moment to examine it. And I think sometimes we get really frustrated. And when we get frustrated, our minds get emotional and our minds then say everything, right? Everything sucks, right? Everything's terrible, right? But in reality, it's like one or two aspects. And if we work to try and fix those and dive into those kind of like specifics of it, we can actually find out the win in it all and actually help curb things and then get those aspects and reclaim them back to help us.
Yeah,
be more successful.
Well, and I think that's part of one of the reasons why you would take a break, and I think is an okay time to take a break, is that you want to take a pause and fix things. You want to get things squared away, right? Things are out of control. You might want to take a break. I've done that before with a program of ours as well, where I said, okay, we're going to take a week off. We're going to do this. Like, we're meeting weekly on something. I'm like, we're going to take a week off. We're going to try to fix a few things. We're going to come back and reestablish some rules, some boundaries, some expectations. This wasn't a normal thing, but it was still, we were going to take a break from doing this. Now, okay, so you want to fix some things. That's one way. What might be another reason why you would take a break?
You want to start something new.
Yes.
Right? So John Acuff, he just wrote a new book. It's great. I just like literally inhaled it in like a day or two. And he has this fancy name for it, but the core translation is like strategic sucking. Right? Like, to be really good at something or to try something new, you have limited time and capacity.
Yep.
So if you want to go for something new, you have to, I think he called it strategic incompetence or something like that. Mm. But like, in order to do it, you have to give something else up.
Yep.
Right. Something else needs to be paused.
Yep.
Right. And so a break is a time for us to take a pause or a reset on something for us to try something new. Yeah. Because we have limited time, limited energy, all that kind of stuff. And so we could be, and taking a break doesn't mean like our necessarily our job. So it could be like, hey, I'm going to take a break from social media.
Yeah.
Right. I'm going to give myself a month away from the gym so I can refocus on something else. Right. And that time and energy that's where it once was is pivoted into something new to help build some of this momentum up.
Yeah. You're right on this. And, you know, I've said this countless times in this podcast and just personally, this is something I didn't create, but someone said to me once that I just adhere to. When you say yes to something, you're saying no to something else. And so, like if, you know, I, for instance, I'm taking a break from the YM Sidekick podcast. I'm not taking a break from doing YM Sidekick stuff. I'm still going to blog. But here's the thing. I'm also going to do other things. Like, again, I love digital bootcamp, and I'm going to focus a little bit more on some digital bootcamp things, but also incorporate it into ymsidekick.com. And so, like, the thing is, my time is valuable, as we've talked about numerous times. I can't do my blogging, the podcasting, and this new initiative or two. I have two other things I'm working on that I'm going to be teasing in the next 2 weeks. But two other things.
Oh, you better tease one of them on this podcast, or I'm going to tease it.
Well, okay. Well, you know things that I'm doing. What are the things I'm teasing?
It's okay. We'll get to it in a little bit. We'll just pre-tease the tease. But like at the same time, you're doing those things. You're also a dad.
Yeah.
And like you're also like a great friend, right? And it's like navigating those other things outside of, you know, the work initiative.
Yeah.
As well, it takes into it. You can't take a break from being a dad.
No,
you can't take a break from, you know, those things. So, you know, something else needs to give.
Yeah. So you're exactly right on that. You got to figure out what you can take a break from and what you can't. But then again, as you process your time, if you want to do something new, what do you have to stop doing to make sure that that something new can be done successfully? And that's part of the reason why, you know, I'm stopping a little bit of this YM Sidekick podcast for a little bit. Okay, so we talked about you want to take a break to fix things. You want to take a break to maybe start something new. Would there be another reason why you would take a break from something and what you can do during that time?
Yeah, when you want to end something, right? So we just, those are kind of it, right?
Yeah.
Like to fix something, to start something, and I'd say even to end something, right? And you take a break from it because you take a break to evaluate it. Is it really working? And then you just, no, it's not, this isn't where we need to be. Like, this isn't worth our time and effort and energy. And so you take a break and then, but you don't just say, hey, I'm done. We got to like self-assess. You got to like go through your parameters of like, hey, is this beneficial to my goals? Is this beneficial to what's working and what's not working? And figure that out. And then you can say like, you know what? This is now, it's not just a break. This is an ending, right?
Well, you're right on that, Corey, because again, I think sometimes you have to take, like when we've taken a break to fix things, okay, the intention is, hey, this is working. The overall evaluation is it's going good, but we need to fix some things. So we're taking a break. But when you're taking a break to end things, you do really want to, you want to work on something new, like what we talked about before, but you need to end things. Sometimes there's a time and a place for everything. Like for instance, we've done an annual Super Bowl party every single year. And the only time I haven't done a Super Bowl party is when we've been snowed out or something like that. But the reality is, you know, there is a time and a place where that Super Bowl party will not be necessary anymore. And we need to end it. You take a break from it and end it, see what it's like. I've had people who would work at camps, do a camp for their children's ministry or student ministry before. And they said, we're going to take a year break from this. We're not going to do this 1 year and then reevaluate to see if we need to end it or just fix it and do it. And they decided they needed to end it because there was other opportunities there for them. So you would, it is necessary to take a break. And sometimes that's ministry related, but also sometimes it's personally, you can do that as well.
Yeah. So. Yeah, and so I think in the end, there's multiple reasons why you want to take a break. But I think no matter which kind of direction or reason for it, I think you need to be intentional about it, right? And not just kind of give up what you're doing, but be like, hey, this is what I hope to get out of it. If I were to stop this, this is what I hope to get out of it.
Yeah.
You know, during this break time, when I don't have to put the 3-4 hours into this thing, I'm going to take that time, I'm going to put it into this, and this is my hope for it. And so just like, hey, I'm taking a break. I'm going to sit on the couch and podcast with my friend. I'm just kidding.
But no, you're exactly right. The intentionality of it really kind of overcomes, intermixes with all three of those things, whether you're taking a break to fix something, whether you're taking a break to start something new, or whether you're taking a break to end something, you have to be intentional about it. And you kind of figure that out. So those would be three reasons you would take a break and what you can work on. Any final thoughts, Corey, as we kind of talk about this?
No, man, but I'd love to hear some of a tease for why you're taking a break on like one of these things. I'm excited about it because I kind of know. We've talked about it a few times, but can you give me just a little hint, just even like the genre of what it could be in for everybody in the audience so they can know like, hey, when this comes back, I'm super pumped.
Jeez, Corey. I have something I'm going to tease in more depth next week on the podcast. I'm actually, even though I'm ending the podcast, I am doing a quick little 90-second, two-minute preview of what is coming up.
Question. Okay. I have a question, and you have to honest truthfully and not try and back out like you just did about this whole tease thing. Am I going to be able to listen to it, or am I going to have to read it?
Gosh. Well, I'm doing both of those things, Corey. There's going to be something that you're going to be able to listen to and watch. That's coming up. But then there's also something that you're going to be able to read as well. And
perfect.
So that's a perfect tease then, Corey.
How mad are you right now? How mad are you?
I'm not mad. You're just throwing off my schedule, man. I've got it all scheduled out, Corey. And now you're messing up.
You know me. Everyone has a plan until they get punched in the face.
That's right. There you go. I love that thing. And actually, I actually quote that in the book.
Who says it?
Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
He has some pretty awful quotes, but that's one of the ones that are pretty awesome.
That's one of the great things. So,
no, well, I think just wrapping this up, I'm excited for a break because I know that you're intentional about it and what you're going to be doing with it. And as I started this 240 podcast thing with you and ending it with you, I'm excited to start up the next season here in a few months.
Yeah, good. So that's great. Well, you'll definitely be on season two, and that's a given. But here's the deal. Go ahead.
But during this break, I just got a question. Like, where can we keep up with you and what's going on and all that kind of stuff?
Dude, Corey, I'm supposed to ask you that stuff. People, you know, if they're listening, they kind of know. Just go to ymsidekick.com. I've got all the stuff there.
But they may not know. Like, you're diving in the new things, man.
Everything's going to be – ymsidekick.com is where the hub of all things there. And you can get access to my YouTube channel, the digital bootcamp channel, all that stuff at ymsidekick.com. Okay, now I have to ask you, since they're not going to hear your voice on my podcast for a while, where can people get in touch with you if they want to talk to you?
At rallyyouth.com is where you can see all my blogging and some free resources. I dive into a lot of stuff, not just for ministry, but like how you work with kids, how you work with families, how you deal with kids with mental health and trauma, and just kind of be a champion for kids and where you're at. So head of there. You can follow me on Instagram, rally_youth, or my personal one at big_sully55.
That is perfect. Well, Corey, until we talk again, it's a pleasure.
I can't wait to not talk to you for a few months.
Great. Thanks.
And on that note, we're taking a break. The YM Sidekick, as you heard, is taking a little break. The YM Sidekick podcast is taking a break. YMSidekick.com is alive and well, and it's going to be alive and well for quite some time. And we're continuing to pump out content, but just different content. And it's going to be a podcast, and you're going to get a kind of introduction about the next show that I've got working on. Will be next week, and it'll come to this feed. So if you subscribe to the YMCK podcast, there will be an intro to the next podcast/video podcast that I've got coming up. And then I'm really excited about that as well. So I'm just going to tease that for next week. But if you want to stay really in touch with what's happening, definitely make sure you're into ymsidekick.com. There I've got the blog, stuff on Digital Bootcamp. I've got the new resources coming out that I'm excited about pushing out. And so I'm just taking a break from this so I can focus on other things as we talked about on the podcast. When you say yes to something, you're saying no to something else. And so in order to do some things I really want to pursue, I have to say no to this for now. It will come back and you'll be well aware of it. And I'll bring you some great interviews that I'll be excited about. sharing with you all about. But right now, season one is coming to a close with after 260 episodes, and I'm excited about that. So this has been a great run, and I'm excited about season two, but also some of the things that are happening coming up. All right, so I'm just babbling right now. But if you've got thoughts on, you know, what, how do you benefit from taking a break and why you choose to take a break from things at times, I would love to hear your thoughts on it. So definitely hit me up on Twitter at TA Pounder. I would love to hear your thoughts, and let's continue this conversation online. And as always, you can find me online on Twitter. I'm always on there at TA Pounder. So if you want to hit me up there. I'd love to do it. And then you can just definitely check out the blog at ympsychic.com. And there I got all the announcements coming up there and all the ways that you can connect with me there. All right, heroes. Well, I hope you have a great rest of the day, a great rest of the week. And until next time, have a great one.